The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., founder of Bob Jones University, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Today's message by Dr. Jones is based on the Old Testament book of Proverbs.
For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Those verses you will find in the second chapter of Proverbs. You know, my friends, the older I get, the more I realize that a man who isn't right at heart can never have good judgment. Now, history proves that. You go back into the ages that have gone and wonder what happened. What happened to ancient Babylon? Now, they had a great civilization. People dig up today out of the earth the story of the civilizations that are gone. Babylon, swinging gardens, gone. Media Persia, gone. What happened? What happened to ancient Greece? The greatest philosophers the world ever knew lived in Greece. There never was anything like it. When I was in Athens the first time, I had a sense of awe as I walked around and looked at so many relics of antiquity. And thought about the men that were dead and looked at the seat there in the arena or in the theater, out of open theater, where they had there the seats where the wise men used to sit. But they were not wise men. They were intellectual but not wise. It's one thing to be a great mathematician. It's another thing to be wise. It's a wonderful thing to be an Einstein and discover the law that he discovered. And probably was the greatest thinker of this generation. It's another thing to be a wise man. Now, the wisest people I've ever known have been humble people I met along the way. And the folks that had less wisdom than anybody else were. People that sometimes were highbrow and intellectual and superior, they thought. Man has always torn down the house of civilization. He builds it and tears it down. Why? What's the matter with man? Well, the Bible explains it clearly. In Adam, the human race died. We belong to a fallen race, every man on earth. And education can shine your shoes and press your pants and comb your hair and powder your nose. But education doesn't affect your heart. Regenerating grace fixes your heart. Men may build educational institutions, but only God can regenerate man. God can make man over again. Now, as I get around over the country, and have been traveling for many, many years, and have had a wide experience, I doubt if there's any living preacher that's had as wide experience as I've had over such a period of years. Everywhere. Not only in this land, but in many lands. And I've dealt with people. I started out when I was young. And I've had fellowship with men that knew. But you know, the wisest people I've ever known sometimes have been the people that nobody thought had any wisdom. See? They did have wisdom. Why? They got it from God. They couldn't get any other way. The greatest PhD that the world could find might not have any judgment. They don't have any judgment. Some of them. If they're sinners, they can't have. Spiritual apprehension comes from God, the ability to see spiritual things. Now it says here, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. You know, we read in the Bible where the God of the world blinded the eyes of men. The devil blinds men so they can't see. He flashes the light, maybe an intellectual light or some other light in the faces of men. And blinds them. They can't see. You have to have the light from above if you're going to get along. You know, when the sun comes up in the morning, the stars hide. Why? Well, the sun's bright. Those stars, distant stars, may be bright, but as far as this earth is concerned, when the sun comes up, the stars hide. And when Jesus Christ met Paul on Damascus Road and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Saul was a philosopher. He is a religionist. He is an educator. He is an intellectual. He was everything that the world emphasizes and puts value upon. He's going down that road and that light flashed and he heard that voice. And he said, "Who art thou?" And he said, "I'm Jesus, whom you persecute." And all the lights of Paul's life went out. He still knew he'd been to college. We didn't magnify it anymore. He knew that he had ancestors. He knew what the traditions were. He knew what men thought. He knew how to be all things to all men, that by all means he might save some of them. But you know what he did? He said, "I've forgotten all that. I've got something better. I have light. I have wisdom. I know what I didn't know before." Now, you know, a man can come to God, poor, miserable sinner. I've seen it many times. A man that's lost, infidels, atheists, agnostics. I've seen them many times. Converted and meeting. And in a moment of time, all doubts were dissolved like mist before the morning sun. I may have told you on some of our programs about that man in a northern town one day who walked in and sat down. And a preacher leaned over to me and said, "That's a leading infidel in this state. One of the most intellectual men and one of the most blatant infidels you've ever known." Well, somehow I felt like God had put it on my heart to talk straight to him. So I preached that day on people say they can't believe. Just got up and went talking about it. Said, "You can't believe. You're a liar. You're either a liar or the Bible lies. The Bible says if a man wills to do his will, he shall know the doctrine. That's what the Bible says. And I've always found out the Bible's right myself. I never have any wonder about that. And he that willeth to do his will shall know the doctrine." Now that means if a man wants to know, he can know. That's what it means. If you want to know, you can find out. The trouble with people, they don't want to know. That's what's the matter with them. They don't want to know. If they know, they'll be convicted. They don't want to know. They want to go along with the crowd. Do what the others do, see. Follow the popular drift of the day. That's what they want to do, see. They don't want to know. If you want to know, you know. I said, "Now, the only trouble with you is sin. Something between you and God. It may be a blatant sin. It may be something that's very dark and hideous and wicked. It may be pride, and there's no worse sin than pride. That's the field where the devil operates, in the realm of pride. He plays on the intellect and makes men think they're wise. He told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden they could become like gods. They could be gods, you know. They had the inherent ability to be what they ought to be. And make something out of yourself," he told her. So I just kept pouring in. And after a while, at the close of service, a great men's meeting, and I gave an invitation. I said, "Now, you ready to settle it? You want to be saved? If you do, you can go out of this building with every doubt gone." And the first person that came forward was this man. I took over his hands and tears came down his face. And he said to me, when I started, when I picked up my foot to make one step, every doubt I ever had went away. I'm no infidel. I'm not an infidel. It's all settled." "Why, that's true. You know, you can't practice this business that we've been practicing all these years and not know what you're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen the thing work. And here it is in the Bible. It's always in the Bible. Anything that works in the soul of man, you'll find in the Bible. It's always here, clear, perfectly clear. Now, God Almighty giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." He helps people to know what to do. And he helps them to understand what they ought to do, see? Now, God does that. He'll do that for you. You know, it's so easy to try to sell yourself on something you want to do. You want to go along, maybe, with some religious movement. And you go along, and you know what the Bible says. And you won't go along with it, though. You say, "Well, all the neighbors are going, everybody's going, why not go along?" Well, they're all right. Why not? If it's right, go along. If it's scriptural, go along. If you wonder why you should go along, and if you should go along, you shouldn't go along. No man has a right to do anything if he wonders whether it's right or not. If you wonder whether it's right or not, and you go ahead and do it, you're doing wrong. You know, God Almighty dissolves doubts for people if they want them dissolved. You can know. I never had any problems in my life since I've been a Christian, especially as I've grown older. Of course, a lot of things I didn't know when I was young. But I always had an affinity for it. I could know it. I never have had any problems. I made up my mind. I started out as a boy, just a country boy. I didn't know much, just a little 11-year-old country boy. And I saved. I started out the thing. I said, "Now, if I find the thing in the Bible, I'm going to do what it says. I'm not going to go against it, no matter what it is. And when I come up to a problem, I say, what does God say about it? I'd try to find out. I'd ask somebody. Somebody say, well, I don't know. And somebody will say, well, this way says so-and-so about what it means. But I've always found, as long as I go back to the Bible, I come out all right. I have no trouble. You know, you can't go along the Bible and get in trouble. You'll be all right all the time. So I started out like that. And you know what I found, my friend? I found this. If you're a consistent person, take a stand and be consistent. You mark it now. If you'll be consistent, you'll never get your business jammed. Paul got in jail. Paul had trouble. Paul had rocks thrown at him. Paul was lied about and misrepresented. But after he met Jesus Christ, he never got his business jammed. Why? Because he put Jesus Christ in the right place, put the Word of God in the right place, and he had the Old Testament, of course. And he went on down the road of life, and his business was never jammed. He might get his head cut off later, but his business wasn't jammed. You know, you may be lied about and slandered and misrepresented, but you can always meet the issue if you're walking with God and your business is not jammed. God gives understanding to Christians. Now, if you want to know, you can know. If you wonder what you should do, you can find out. Now, if you just want to go ahead over what you should do, go against the light, all right, you take the consequences. Now, that's the Word of God. Notice it closely. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Isn't that wonderful? That God keeps the paths of judgment clear and directs the feet of the saints. My friends, it's a wonderful thing to be a Christian. It's a wonderful thing to be in touch with God. It's a wonderful thing to be right. I don't see how people get along. Here's a world filled with darkness and uncertainty, and folks don't know what to do. We're in such a mess. In the realm of religion, the world's never been messed up worse than it is now. Thousands of voices clamoring to be heard, see. And a loud voice with a worldly note in it tries to drown out the voice of some humble person that would do the work of God. What a mess this world's in. And people are going on. Now, you make up your mind that you're going to get your Bible down as a Christian. And you're going to ask God to guide you. And I'd suggest that you start in and read 1 John. Just read that through about 5 times. There's so much instruction in those 3 little epistles. So much that could help you. Just start in read through and read it. Several times. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Just read them over at least 5 times. And pray about it. Ask God for guidance. And then start through and read the New Testament through about 5 times. Just go right down to business. And you'll get all you need. And if you want to know the truth, you can have it. If you're seeking the light, you can find it. God never keeps the light back from a man who wants light. And God never holds back wisdom from men that want wisdom. It's your privilege to have wisdom. And remember that wisdom comes from God. I want to ask you, let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. What do you say? Oh, Lord God, forgive us. Some of us have been so selfish, and we've sought what we wanted and tried to get what we wanted to have. And we've neglected Thee and forgotten Thee. We pray Thee for forgiving mercy. Help us to dedicate our lives to Thee, and help us to seek the wisdom that comes from above. And look to God who can give us understanding in these days of uncertainty around the world. And keep us faithful and pour out Thy Spirit upon us. For Jesus' sake, amen.
You have heard the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., who, during his earthly ministry, was one of God's great warriors for the faith.